KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Hello. Hey.
There we go. Turn my headphones up and then they stopped working. Not sure if that's me or that's the equipment. Hi, Izzy. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Doing good.
Greg? Pretty good.
Ooh, we got a pretty good. That's great. Glad you guys are just wonderful.
Just a reminder, it is now, I believe.
November?
Yes. And it is Izzy's month, is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Oh, that one's for Mateo.
Oh, look, the stupid phone screener's not here again.
Not here.
Oh, you mean your roommate?
Yeah, I know. I can't even tell if he's ever home or not because he leaves his car here all the time. So.
Oh.
Yep. That's why I thought he was here.
Yeah, who knows? Having a job's overrated.
Hey, yeah, I know. God. I don't know what it is about that seat, bro.
I don't know.
But that seat, it's cursed.
You think so?
With responsibility.
Oh.
Lack of
anybody who thinks that, I'm not going to get into it.
That's fine.
It's frustrating is what it is. Any other gig, gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Get poony your face one day, and then the next day, you just don't come in.
Yeah. Great point. Jesus, God. I just don't get it, man. It's frustrating. Doesn't make sense. There's a no call. You didn't get called.
No.
I haven't gotten texted. I haven't gotten called. You got any calls?
Nope.
Is he? None. So, no call, no show is, I mean, dude, all right. I'm done. I'm upset.
The Feed with Izzy.
Something to upset you a little bit more, Domino's is now making bubble tea pizza with the bubble tapioca ball things on the pizza.
Oh, that does not sound good.
That is my least favorite part of bubble tea, is the tapioca balls. And they are now putting them all over pizzas.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Is that the same as boba tea?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had it.
That is tapioca at the bottom, right? The tapioca balls?
I believe so.
Balls? Yeah. What is tapioca?
Oh.
Like, is it a... I guess pudding? It's some kind of fruit?
Tapioca is a pudding, right?
But, I don't know how they make it, though.
Well, tapioca is itself something entirely different, and then you make pudding out of it, I thought.
I don't know.
I was never a tapioca pudding person.
Rice pudding for the win.
Let me look it up.
Rice pudding's good.
So good.
Nah, I don't like it.
You don't like rice pudding?
Well, is that the one that tastes like horchata?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, I do like that
one.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's just the texture that's great. And I don't like that it's cold. You know what I mean? Like, that's just really...
Oh, nice. Yeah, you're supposed to eat it warm.
Let's see. Tapioca.
Rice pudding. You can warm it up.
I know. It's just funny.
Oh, tapioca is a starch that's extracted from the storage roots of a cassava plant.
Nice.
Yes.
Cassava.
I don't know what that is either. But.
I believe that's, sounds like the name of a bank, to be honest.
Yeah.
Cassava, yeah, it does. Totally does.
Yeah. All right.
Or like an acid jazz band.
Yeah.
There was a guy recently who got fired from his job after only working there for 2 months. He posted a funny meme on Facebook.
Did he not show up and didn't call or anything?
No.
Oh, huh.
Basically, the meme was Elmo on the toilet, And it said, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time. Just because it's funny. People make that joke all the time.
Yeah.
But his boss saw it on Facebook about an hour later and sent him a text message like, bleh, we don't make a dollar while you're crapping at work. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Why don't you stay home and do your job? And then the guy got fired. The guy who posted the meme.
So, wow. So people get fired at their jobs.
Over memes now.
Wow.
I think that's a funny meme.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something you get fired over.
No.
No. Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. I mean, could you literally imagine taking him to court for like a wrongful termination lawsuit?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
Depends on
and
where
you
live,
tell
though.
The judge why you were fired because you posted a meme about Elmo pooping and your manager got mad. Like,
yeah, it depends on
how
where you
embarrassing.
Live. If you have states like this with stupid laws that you can do whatever you want, then I don't know if he has much recourse.
That is true.
Let me say this, though. Factually accurate that Elmo does poop. I've read that book a lot. Elmo poops.
Oh.
It's a thing.
He does?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great news.
What does he eat?
He eats, oh, dude, and that's another thing. Elmo eats a lot.
What
a lot of
eat?
Vegetables and fruits.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he learns to chew with his mouth closed, which is really tough because he doesn't have lips.
He doesn't.
No. But in the book, there's books about it.
So is he just all gums? He doesn't have teeth either.
There's no teeth. I don't know. But Cookie Monster's, he's able to crunch down and he's all gums. There's no teeth there.
Yeah, but it kind of falls all over the place.
It does.
That's
does
true.
He ever actually eat a cookie?
He has no throat. No.
It kind of just crumbles all over.
I don't know what you're talking about. He crushes those cookies.
It's kind of annoying.
Well, it stresses me out.
Yeah, it doesn't stress me out.
Wasting the cookie.
Cookie Monster's the best.
It's crumbs everywhere.
As a man who's watched a lot of Sesame Street in the last couple of years, Cookie Monster is a godsend.
He's your favorite?
Without a doubt.
Kind of sucks.
No. He's hilarious. First of all, he's in like three different segments. He's in a food truck with Gonger right now.
Who's Gonger?
Gonger is a chef, and Cookie Monster keeps eating the food, so then they have to go to the farm and go get more food.
Hey, do they still have the heroin elephant?
Very seldomly do they bring in Snuffleupagus.
Well, that sucks.
Oh. Yeah, Snuffy is what they call.
Oh, wow. God. Wow.
Good old sniffles.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. And by the way, it's terrifying because its eyelashes clearly touching its eyeballs, and it's just...
Well, those eyelashes are what girls put on the fake eyelashes to look like now.
That's what they put on their VW bug.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
That's right. Gonger, awesome. Love Gonger. Always freaking out. Cookie Monster, the best. I'm telling you, you guys would love Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Legitimately fun.
Sure.
I'm telling you.
Penis. Sparks, I know you just upgraded your Apple iPhone, but this weekend, if you have an iPhone 5 or older or an older iPad, you have to have them updated by this Sunday at midnight, so Saturday night. Otherwise, you won't be able to connect to the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I better turn on my old 5S and make sure that connects.
You still have it?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried selling it back, and they're like, that's not worth anything. I'm like, what?
No. You could sell that for sure on the streets.
Couldn't even get it's in perfect condition.
Sell on the streets?
Yeah, you could sell on the street.
Because it was actually my second 5S.
Give it to me, I'll sell it.
What?
We're not going to do anything with it, obviously.
I'm using it.
Oh.
I'm going to put music on it. Use it as a,
oh,
you know, that as a man who doesn't pay for any
that
subscriptions.
That makes no sense.
Well, I don't pay for any subscription service.
Yeah, I don't think it's big enough to put anything on there, though.
32 gigs, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot of music.
Yeah, it can fit a lot of music on there.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
It's good enough. It'll work. It'll be fine. And then I don't care if I drop it, falls out of my pocket.
Right.
You know, it's like one of these things I can just get away with.
Yeah, it's already crap.
Connects to the Wi-Fi. What else do you need? I'm on the internet. As long as I update on this new iOS or whatever.
By this Sunday at midnight,
Oh,
Saturday night.
Boy. All right. Thank you, Izzy. Appreciate it. We got a great show planned for you today. We're going to find out the results. Of
I haven't
BS
even looked.
In the mornings, Poonkin.
I already know the results.
Well, we'll find out. You have until 7:30 to get on there at BS in the morning on Instagram. All you got to do is hit like, double tap, give it the little hearty heart, and to the pumpkin carving you like the most.
The one of the biggest travesties in show history is happening right now.
So we'll find out.
No, the travesty was losing to Germany. This is second.
Yeah, who cares about Germany though?
All right. Don't give anything else away. Thank you. Ridiculous. I see what you're doing, you bastard. Get on there and then vote for the one you think is the best, because by the time 7:30, we're going to have to read back these results. And we've already been kicking around the I don't want to say punishment, the consequence.
Yeah, just, yeah, whatever.
The consequence for losing BS in the Morning's Poonkin. And it might involve that guy named Jack that was willing to get naked for us. Ugh. So that'll be coming on up here. Plus your shot at $100 for football picks with Jay Cornegay and Dollar Loan Center Money Giving Ways. Should be fun
time. I'm telling you, penis.
876-3692. You can always, excuse me, I'm still fighting this cough. You can always text the show, BS, and your message, 69187.
Follow us at BS in the Morning on Instagram, and we'll follow you back. Do it now.
Okay, we know Felicity Huffman. I guess she was in Desperate Housewives. She was in some other stuff. She's serving 14 days in prison for her guilty
plea. She's already
out. Is she out?
Yeah, she was out after like 11 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I still think that's too long for what happened to her. Here's the difference between her and Aunt Becky from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty. Aunt Becky pleaded not guilty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here comes...
Bold.
Yes. So, apparently a grand jury in the District of Massachusetts said, you know what? We're going to bring some other charges against 11 of these 15 parents. Her... Aunt Becky and her husband, some fashion designer, super
Massimo.
Rich guy. Yeah.
That was her target.
You're getting extra charges now in terms of committing federal bribery. 50 years in prison she could serve if she has all these charges brought against her. Now, I know she won't, but at the same time.
Yeah, you could have done 11 days, bitch.
Yes! Even if she gets a year, that's a hell of a knock off the potential. But that's still a long time for what you've done.
Yeah.
Like, I thought 14 days was a long time. Now you plead not guilty. The more charges they bring against you, the harder it is to fight. I mean, that's just kind of what they do. You know, like when you get arrested and the cop's like, well, you were trespassing as well. And they throw that in there.
Well, yeah, they usually charge you with a bunch of stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
In case a few of them don't stick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, dude, it's harder to fight multiple charges than it is just fight one.
What are these people doing? I don't understand.
Which ones?
Well, like, who cares?
The grand jury?
What college your kid goes to?
Oh, like, the rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think majority of the people in the wrong in this situation are Aunt Becky and her, you know, ilk.
Like, even the kids that didn't care about it.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally putting your life on the line for your kids to go party at a college that you just want them to be able to say they went to.
Right.
Right. And it's a USC.
Yeah.
Like, no, not a knock against USC, but it's not Harvard.
Right.
Stanford.
That's a big school.
I'm pretty sure it's a big school, too.
It's a big school,
but that's not easy to get into USC.
Yeah, but, dude, it's not Stanford. It's not Harvard. It's not one of the Ivy Leagues.
Right.
Okay, but you're talking about, like, 3-4 other schools. I mean, I'm just saying, it's that USC is a pretty top school.
Yeah, but dude, if you're going to go all out, why don't you
go
all out?
That's how I feel, too.
You're going to sit there and scam somebody.
No, I get it. But like to them, that might have been I've always wanted to go USC.
Dude.
That's a big deal.
They went and they photoshopped their children's faces on other athletes to show that
that's
they
what I'm
were.
Saying. For athletics, that's a huge school.
Oh, for athletics, yeah. Well, for football, yeah.
Well, football,
I think track, I think, is a big thing there. But I'll tell you, she can now face up to 50 years in prison.
Wow.
So now we're going to see how...
Should have just
how screwed?
Guilty.
Oh my god! And they've already got Felicity Huffman on it. It's the same thing, right? So they already have. I wonder if she coughed up some information.
They were, I believe, Felicity Huffman paid like $15,000, and I think Lori Loughlin did a lot worse and paid a lot.
Her kid was a lot dumber.
Wait, was Felicity Huffman the one that had her just had her daughter's SAT scores changed?
I don't know.
I think that's what she did. She paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores changed because they were awful.
Should have had a tutor.
But Lori Loughlin paid a really large amount to literally just, get her child into the university.
To Photoshop her face,
yeah,
her kid's face on a crew team,
yeah,
or whatever.
And continue to do that.
So stupid.
So it's just unbelievable. Like, I get, parents will do anything for their kids, but it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Just because you have money, you think you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they have been.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you're right. They have been.
And another thing, sorry to cut you off, but if you're going to do that, you know what? Donate to a gym, you know, or like.
Put a wing on the end of the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Laughlin wing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, come on in. Yeah,
if you're going to spend $1 million anyway, might as well do something.
You're right. Yep. Ah, dude, you're absolutely right. And that's the thing, dude. I guess once you have a certain amount of money, you care more about how you look to your rich,
friends
than you do actually about your kids.
Yeah.
How bad is that?
When they're at barbecues that don't serve meat, they want to be able to brag about what school their kids go to.
Or it's like, dude, you're already rich. Your kid's going to be fine.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what? I still don't think they should serve any jail time. I mean, I think this is embarrassment enough for them and their circle. You know what I mean? This is like, they're being shunned, I imagine.
I think the reason they have to go to jail, though, is because people that are like, I do this and I get in trouble. How come they get it? You know?
True. They should be treated like any other, you know? Because if I cheated on my SATs, I would get in trouble or I'd be banned from a college or, you know what I mean? The whole thing. They knew I didn't cheat on my SATs because they were bad.
Have to cheat on my GED. Flying colors over here.
You know what, Greg? Congratulations. You're up there on the podium.
Thank you.
The GED podium.
Yes.
Really well done, sir.
I may have been drunk and high, but I completed my test.
How'd you do on your tests, Izzy?
I didn't take an SAT. I took an ACT.
Just ACTs?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you take if you have AIDS?
No.
That's a mouthwash, actually. Oh, ACT. Okay.
I took it twice. I think the first time I got a 28 and the second time I got a 27. So we just went with the 28.
So the first time you did better than the second time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the same thing. I don't know. What's the highest score? 28's pretty good.
SATs? 35, I think, is the...
I thought it was like...
ACTs. No, SATs are graded different. They have
Like...
You're like 1,200 on the ACT.
I was going to say, SAT. I believe you got a 27 on your SAT.
I never had to take it, luckily.
I took both.
Yeah, that sucks.
I did horrible.
I knew some schools. ACT, the highest is a 36.
I see. That's pretty good then.
Yeah, I mean, I was average.
Did you get a scholarship to anywhere?
I did, yeah. I got a couple scholarships to a few colleges in Chicago, but I didn't want to go to any of them. I only wanted to go to the school that I went to.
Really?
So luckily I got into that. I didn't get any money for it, but I was pumped.
Cool.
Yeah. Not me. I got no scholarship. And my parents made just enough money that I got like very little financial aid, but my parents didn't give me any money for college. So I had to take out all these student loans. I was like right in the pocket of the worst.
Yep.
It's like, hey, kid, you're not super poor, but you're not super rich.
You're about to be.
Yeah. Hey, your life is going to suck for the next foreseeable future. Yeah.
You're still struggling?
No, I paid those bastards off.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
Good for you.
I'm debt free, except for I have a giant mortgage now.
Yeah.
Oh, not for long.
It's never ending.
Until Greg buys my house.
That's right.
And I have to file a foreclosure.
All the money I saved on tuition.
You're gonna be... Yeah. Can you just name, like, Lori Loughlin should have donated a wing?
Yeah.
You just name, like, a bathroom after me once you move into my house
In the backyard, I'll make a little fountain, the Sparks fountain.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tom Green. You're listening to BS in the Morning. Do I sound too much like I'm trying to do a radio voice? Can you leave this part in?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it.
This is Tom Green, and you're... No, see, I'm trying to do a radio voice. This is Tom Green, and you're... Hi, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. See, that doesn't sound like a radio
voice. You killed it. You killed it. That was great.
Hey, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Las Vegas.
Facebook and Instagram apparently are updating their community standards. Ugh. This guy from the BBC was doing some research and noticed that there was some specific language in there saying that they were going to ban emojis and strings of emojis indicating whatever sexual solicitation.
So eggplants.
Yeah, you can't do eggplant or peaches.
Peaches.
If you're saying something,
you can't put
expressing sexual. Like if you're asking something sexual and then using an eggplant emoji, you're banned. They'll ban you.
What?
From the platform.
Only one.
Gone. Out. So they're saying your your account can be flagged or removed. So there you have it. And now people are pointing out, like, what if I were like, you know, and Mike Myers and Austin Powers was like, do I make you horny, baby? You know, and did that whole thing. If you're quoting a movie and then put the eggplant emoji, and it's a joke. And you're quoting Austin Powers. What if I dressed up as Austin Powers and I said that and I put that as a caption with an eggplant emoji or a peach emoji or whatever? I'm going to get banned?
Probably.
You'd think they blocked BBC, too.
It took me a second. Yes, you're right, Greg. You think that they would block the BBC. Although this was the journalist.
All I know is if they do, I'm deleting mine.
Is that all you get in your inbox?
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah. I like my inbox to feel full.
Oh, God. Oh, that's fun. You know, that joke probably would get you banned from Facebook or Instagram, man.
I don't understand this, though, because, and I'm not trying to, you know, 80% of the people on Instagram are just showing off either their ass.
That's a great point.
Or their T's or their D's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you're right, dude. All it is it's just pictures of people.
It's animals and then.
In provocative poses.
And then D's and A's.
Right. Yeah. Or. It's their animals or it's like nice kitchens. Like that's Instagram.
Yeah.
It's here's a picture of my food on my granite countertop or here's a picture of some stupid quote. I don't know who it is. I found on Google, but it's my ass in your face.
Here's a sunset and then, under my ass.
Right. Under my ass. Right. And then a quote from one of the great philosophers of our species. And then, of course.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
It's just. You know,
yeah,
it's a waste of time.
Or a quote that didn't happen to the guy.
You mean attributed to the person?
Attributed to the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, sure.
Yeah, it's like a picture of Gandhi and he's like, global warming must end or whatever.
Yeah, but if you say that, if you're like, I like things warm and then plant emoji of some sort, you're going to get banned now. This whole thing's stupid.
I like to use the finger.
I'm not a fan of it.
The finger with the okay sign.
That's nice.
That's my favorite one.
That's good. Won't get you banned. So all you're going to do is create more creative ways to try to elicit sex. That's pretty good.
Or you can just go to Snapchat and just give them the full D or V.
Yeah. I've never done that. I've never sent a dick.
Me neither. Oh my God.
Hey, dumped himself.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever had to do that. I've never sent a D pic though before.
Well, Snapchat's cool because they go away in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but you know, and Snapchat's keeping that.
Yeah, no, I was just going to tell you, it tells you when somebody screenshots it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but the company, Snapchat, they're keeping every single photo.
Yeah, the file does stay on your computer.
They're keeping
I don't think
phone.
So.
As a company, they are absolutely keeping every single photo. Guarantee, even if it's just a way to protect themselves.
That's a lot of storage, man.
Doesn't matter. Facebook owns every single picture.
Yeah,
they
but
have
they
every
don't
single
store
one.
Them all. There's
yeah, they
no
do.
Way.
There is a way.
Do you know
space
how
space is so cheap?
No way.
Yes. No, I'm not lying,
no
dude.
Way.
Yes. I think it's something like some insane amount. It's like a third of the every picture ever taken is now on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
then they store it. They have it.
I don't believe
Why do you think it's you think if you take a picture and you put it on Facebook, it's gone.
I'm not saying that all, but dude,
they're
store,
all there.
To store every picture.
Every single one.
I don't know. It's a lot of storage.
Storage is cheap, bro. I'm telling you. And Snapchat.
I don't care, by the way. I don't have anything on
there. Yeah, but Snapchat, dude, they're keeping it. I don't want some random company keeping a naked photo of me.
Why?
Because I don't even like seeing naked pictures of me. I don't
I mean,
want
I don't
that
really
out there.
Either, yeah. If it's just my D, cares.
I care. I don't want any.
It's just like
that.
Getting the right angle on Tinder.
I don't even like them keeping pictures of my face.
Well, I'd rather have my D on there than my face.
The Feed with Izzy.
Did you guys see us in the news yesterday? Police arrested a man outside the Target in Henderson.
No, I missed that.
He pulled out a gun after a road rage incident that involved a parking spot.
Did he hit the Target?
Sorry.
So they arrested him?
Yeah.
You can't pull a gun on Target property?
You can't pull a gun anywhere.
No.
No, you can't. So you can holster it and wear it around on your belt.
If you have concealed carry. I don't know if
you
did.
No, you don't have to have concealed carry to hold it.
Huh?
To have on your belt, you don't have to have anything in Nevada. Nothing.
Nothing in Nevada?
Oh, in Nevada. Okay.
You don't have to check it. You don't have to look. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, that's terrifying.
People out there are strapped.
Yeah.
So watch out.
They used to have a blue card you had to go apply for.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to carry that with each gun, had a serial number with the blue card or whatever. But they did away with that a few years ago.
Yeah, see, back in Illinois, in order to even get a gun, you have to go to all these classes.
Yeah, no.
And then get a FOID card, which is literally like a license
right.
for a gun. And then you can go buy your guns. Nah. And here in California, you can just go buy a gun.
Well, not California, you can't. Nevada, you can't.
I could in Fresno.
California has really strict gun laws, though. As far as like how you can carry it.
What year is it?
Yeah, I would have had to take a class and get concealed carry if I wanted to bring it with me.
Yeah, see here you can just carry it around.
But I think the class is only like $500 and it was like a 6-hour class.
Yeah, if you want to hide it, you got to get a concealed, but who cares?
Right.
Just wear it on your belt. You can put it in your glove box. You can put it anywhere.
I'd want to hide it.
You'd want to hide it?
Yeah. A, I wouldn't want people to know I had it. And B, I wouldn't want to freak anyone out that saw it.
Yeah.
I get irritated.
Isn't
when
that the point of carrying a gun?
People
though?
With firearms are... Like this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like they're not even a responsible gun owner. They're just like, oh, I'm mad. I'm going to show you my gun and scare you off so I get what I want. And it's like, why are you... You're ruining this for responsible gun owners.
A good parking spot is hard to get. So... And I'll admit this. The angriest I think I've ever been is in my car. There's something about being in a car that just makes
That's
people
ironic,
so
you make people
angry.
Really angry
no, I don't.
When you're driving.
Oh, I obey the law. Sorry.
Yeah, and that upsets a lot of people.
Yeah, well, don't create laws if you don't want to follow them. It's kind of how it works. Izzy, looking at you.
Right.
Speed through construction zones.
Oh my God. You're never going to let that.
That's fine.
Let me live that down.
No, not. Because you sat there and you lambasted me.
You weren't
me.
Even going the construction speed limit.
Yes, I was.
That was my issue with
55
it.
Miles an hour.
You were going
hour.
45.
And I was merging onto the highway.
Going 45. You should have been going 55 at that point.
Was there cars next to me? Was I looking for an opening?
You're supposed to be matching the speed limit.
No.
When you're merging. To be, oh, no. My God.
You're supposed to be Jesus yielding Christ. To the traffic as you're merging
Did you
on.
Did even go to traffic school?
Yes. Oh the traffic God. On the highway has the right of way. And you are there to
no.
yield.
You have to merge.
You don't have to.
No.
You
yes,
sit there forever.
You, do.
You can sit there forever yeah. unless until there's an opening.
They're supposed to let you merge
no.
in.
No,
they're not.
They have no right.
They have the right of way
right.
on the highway.
They have no obligation to let you onto the highway. You're supposed to yield to them.
We're lucky out on the West Coast that we have these like on ramps. So you go to someplace on the East Coast, you're just right there on the highway. Boom.
Yeah, you got to wait. And you got to floor it in order to. Yeah, I was waiting for an open.
So floor it.
I'm not flooring it. First of all, okay. This is why.
I don't want to get.
You know what? I need a gun. I need a gun.
I don't want to get in this.
Oh, look how angry you're getting over there. I'm obeying the laws of the road. Did I go to traffic school?
I hate the way you drive. Science has found that mammals are able to see things that we aren't. After studying dead mammals and how much light passed through their lenses to hit the retina, it actually was concluded that mammals can see UV rays.
Oh, they saw the light. That's why they were dead.
That we cannot.
UV rays.
Yeah.
Aren't we mammals?
We are mammals.
But we can't see them.
We can't?
Mm-mm.
Mm. You know what I read? I read that the shrimp, their eyeballs evolved completely different from the rest of... majority of every animal's eyes evolved the same way. Because, you know, mammals evolved from reptiles and amphibians, and those evolved from fish in the sea and the whole thing like that. So it all stems from the same branch of how eyeballs were developed, except for shrimp, and they can see UV light. They can see, like, different spectrums.
Interesting.
Yeah, of light.
They're just little black beads.
No, they're super ridiculously cool.
Wow.
The shrimp.
I would love to just see through a shrimp's eyes.
It's like the predator. You could see all that, you know.
Experience every day.
You can see like heat and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
How cool would that be?
Oh, it'd be so cool.
Bees can see ultraviolet.
They can?
Mm-hmm. That's how they see the flower.
Oh.
Man, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard mosquitoes, they find blood because they see in like heat map. I'm using a video game term because I can't
like a predator.
Yeah, thermal imaging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they can see where, you know, the warmth is and then they go and they bite.
What are you saying? What kind of animal?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquitoes. Yeah. What's it called? Pit vipers. Those ones you see out in the things, out in the woods, whatever.
What?
Pit vipers.
Pit vipers. They have little pits in their head. The snakes.
Snake?
Oh, a snake.
And they have little infrared things in the pits in their heads. That's why they call them pit vipers.
God.
No, they don't need that.
I bet you didn't know that you were going to learn about eyeballs today.
Uh-huh. I love learning facts like this.
The coolest thing is bats. Because they use sonar.
Yeah, I love bats.
And they believe that bats' sonar is so acute that they can actually see colors and shapes with their sonar.
Like, and now, science time.
Like Daredevil.
Oh, my God.
It's cool. They're really cool. They look like little dogs.
So yeah, Daredevil should be like Batman.
What's that?
Daredevil should be Batman.
Yeah, Daredevil should be Daredevil. Just not be made. That was horrible.
Which one?
The Ben Affleck one?
Bad.
Anything with Ben Affleck is bad.
That's not true. We've gone down this road before.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Town is a great movie. Good
Speaking of snakes.
Good Will Hunting, great.
Yeah, The Town was a phenomenal movie, except for Ben Affleck.
Except for he...
made it, wrote it, directed it.
Yeah, I know. He's fine directing it. I don't want him to star in anything. He sucks.
All right.
Speaking of snakes, from 5 minutes ago, a woman in Indiana was found dead in her home with an 8-foot python around her neck. She had about 140 snakes in her house, 20 of which were her own pets.
Yeah, I don't care.
I guarantee there's no survivor, like surviving family member for her.
Probably not.
You're not that big of a snake lady if you have a husband or a boyfriend or a
if you
lover
have love in your life.
Or if a significant other. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like having a certain number of cats. It just indicates that you are a sad, lonely person.
Yeah.
Or just animals in general.
How many cats to be a weirdo? And then compared to how many snakes to be a weirdo.
I feel like if you have more than three animals, you're a weirdo.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
How many animals do you have, Izzy?
Just a generous person. I've got four. I used to have six on my own.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Too many.
Well, I rescued them all from
people
the street.
People are judging you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. You can judge them. So.
I love when people have a lot of pets because I'm like, wow, that's really awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not when people have a lot of children, though. That bothers you.
It does.
What if you rescued the children?
Mm. That's okay. That's fine.
No, it's not. Yeah, because Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they adopted like an orphanage.
Yeah.
And they
that's
got
great.
Ridiculed and made fun of. There comes a point where you look like a weirdo.
I don't think so.
Too much of anything.
Do they adopt animals too or just kids?
Guarantee they adopted animals.
You think so?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, you never hear about the animals.
You got a farm or something? They got kids. The kids
I never hear about the animals.
Yeah. Well, people are more important than animals. This is something you guys don't understand.
Oh.
Mm.
It's true.
All right.
To each their own.
Did I offend you? why did silence just fall over? Boy, that sucked the wind out of these sails. You're like, I felt like both of you are plotting on killing me now. One less human is not a problem.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
If there's some guy on 4chan watching me masturbate, that's fine with me.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. No one believes in you? Join the revolution. BS in the morning.
Oh, man. Sucks for this guy. This guy, his house was involved in a 19-hour shootout between the cops and this armed shoplifting suspect that broke inside his house and barricaded.
Armed shoplifting suspect.
Yeah, and this guy like apparently robbed the store and ran, and then broke into this guy's house and was shooting trying to shoot at the cops.
He's doing suicide by cop over a Snickers bar.
I don't know, dude, but it really sucks for the homeowner whose house was destroyed, lit up.
Yeah.
Saying, "Hey, yeah, by the way, the police department, they don't need to pay for the repairs to your house at all."
Are you serious?
Yeah, no. No, like, U.S. District Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that they are
totally fine
not compensating the homeowner.
It's like when Superman and Zod fight in the city and nobody fixes the
no one fixes the buildings.
Downtown. Yeah,
that's not fair.
$580,000 home was marked for demolition after the SWAT team had to use armored vehicles to breach the house the guy out after the shootout was going through. Apparently, they used tear gas and explosives and shot 40-millimeter rounds into the walls of the house. The dude is...
He just has, like, the worst luck ever.
Yes. Not only that, I mean, they have a picture of it, and it is...
Oh, God.
Like, every hole where the window is, like, blown out.
Where is this again?
This is Denver.
Oh, man.
19-hour SWAT operation.
Wow.
If you see the picture, like, it looks like a house after a hurricane rolled through.
Is that a house?
That's his house.
It's like a condo.
It's $580,000 house.
Really?
Yeah.
It's small.
Okay. You say it's small. Craig says it's a condo.
Well, no. Like, condo as in it looks like it's part of other houses.
Like like a condominium. Yeah.
Doesn't look like a house.
No, I was expecting a mansion when you said $584,000.
Well, Denver's very expensive.
Yeah, that guy's a loser.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
This sucks for this guy.
It does suck. He looks really distraught.
Yeah, sorry about your gross house.
I guess the city gave him originally $5,000 for temporary housing, and that's it.
You're kidding me.
And that's all they gave him.
Wow. I would move away from there and never look back. That is a trash city if that's all they do for this guy. Nothing was his fault.
I know
he was just living his life, and now he's screwed.
I agree. It ain't right.
Like, he can't even sell his house to get his money back to go buy another one, because there is no house. It's destroyed.
I mean, I guess, should there be an allotment in terms of, like, for taxes or something? Because it's not the SWAT department's fault. They got a guy.
Well, it kind of is.
What do you mean? How are you supposed to get the guy out?
Not the one that did the damage.
Well, I mean, come on.
The guy's armed.
You can't say that about anything.
Yeah, but I thought this...
You're saying they should have waited him out, de-escalated the situation.
Well, regardless.
It's all different, you know?
Somebody's fault. I mean...
I know, but in my opinion, the cops, they're doing their job. Got a guy with a gun running around in a house and shooting outside the house. You got to stop the guy.
Okay, but is stopping a guy that shoplifted worth ruining a $500,000 house? I don't think so.
What did he shoplift? A baby?
No, but if you're stopping a guy who's wildly shooting in the neighborhood.
Well, he's only wildly shooting because they're going after him.
Right.
I want to know the details of the shoplifting. Because what if it was something, you know, what if he stole diamonds or something?
Well, that's not shoplifting. That'd be like grand larceny or something.
But even then, you know, are diamonds worth destroying someone's home?
Well, that's like a lot of places now. If there's a cop chase, unless it's something serious, they don't even chase anymore because it's too dangerous.
Yeah. Well, unless this guy was, as soon as the guy starts firing bullets out of the house, then probably the SWAT team starts coming.
Oh, totally.
Okay. So then if this guy's shooting at the cops as he's running away.
I was assuming he's shooting, though, because they're chasing him.
Well, if a cop goes, hey, you know, we have a robbery suspect on the loose and the cop goes after him, you're saying the cop shouldn't even go after him? The cop's got to go after him.
No, I'm saying if they do, though, they should be responsible for, you know. Somebody has to pay this guy for his $500 house.
Right.
Yeah. I know exactly who should do it. The insurance company.
Okay.
So for his home.
Does he have insurance for that?
Yeah, he did.
But SWAT insurance?
Seriously.
Do you have flood insurance? No, not a floodplain. Where do you live? Denver. Oh, you need some SWAT insurance for sure. You're in a high SWAT neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Insurance should pay for it. Because if you have homeowner's insurance, that should cover it.
You think so?
Damages to your home?
Even if it's a SWAT team?
I have to have home insurance? Yeah.
Okay. Good. Then they should pay for it.
They didn't.
The hell? That's what I'm saying.
That's my point. They didn't pay. They paid $345,000 of the $580,000 home. So the additional costs are essentially the home is totaled. It's like a car.
Wow.
You know? There's more damage than to what the insurance company's going to pay for. You demolish it and build a new home.
Wow.
But he doesn't have the capital to build the same kind of house.
Right.
Yeah. Denver's too hot of a market right now. It's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, it sucks for that guy.
Nope, smoke up, buddy. It's legal.
Call BS
876-3692. Yeah, hey, gonna need you to call on up here. Here in the studio, when we had Angela in here from the Hustler Club, at Callie Sun on Twitter, which she got completely naked, which was unexpected. She had no qualms about that. And then what we did was we carved her image into a pumpkin, and we called it
BS in the Morning's Poonkin.
BS in the Morning's Poonkin. It was fun.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
It was hard.
I had a good time.
It was tough.
It was hard.
All right.
We each carved a pumpkin. We put it up on our Instagram at BS in the Morning on Instagram, where all you had to do is go and like the one you thought was the best. It doesn't really have to be the representation of her. It's art. It's your interpretation of what you see the model is. That's what it's supposed to be. You know, you're sitting there, you see the model. What does that mean to you? And then boom.
Yeah.
You carve it into the pumpkin.
I need somebody, anybody that voted for pumpkin number one, 876-3692 right now. Please call in.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Let's go over what happened on Instagram, okay? Because we put up the pictures anonymously. We just said pumpkin one, pumpkin number two, and pumpkin number three.
Right.
And the pumpkin with the most votes wins, and the pumpkin with the least amount of votes, or AKA likes, loses. Uh-huh. And here's the thing. The loser has to do something bad, right?
Right.
You know? I mean, this is kind of how the show works. And we had that one guy call in. His name was Jack. Mm-hmm. And Jack wanted to be naked. He wanted to be our nude model.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, Jack, you have no problem being naked? He goes, no. Not at all. And love being naked. Mm-hmm. So before we found out who was the loser, around in the office, we were kicking back. I think, Greg, you're the one who invented the name Lapjacks.
Yes.
Where Jack would get naked and then sit on the lap of the loser.
Yes.
Here in the studio.
That's correct.
If Jack would be down for it. And according to Jack...
He was.
He was very down for it. Now, will he walk the walk? We'll see. We give him a call. We'll find out.
He'll be sitting, so.
Right. Will he sit the set? I guess we'll find out coming up here when Jack gives us a call back. Now, it's time to reveal the winner and the loser of BS in the Morning's Poonkin.
Okay.
Now, is there anything you would like to say before anybody? Okay.
First of all, the first one that's put up, now again, the first one that's put up is the one that's going to show up in the algorithm first in everybody's page. This is how it works on the social media, right? At least three people didn't even know they were voting. They just put on there like, oh yeah, how do we vote? Like, there's comments on the voting for pumpkin number one saying, how do we vote?
Mm-hmm. There's one comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means several people voted on there thinking that they're just liking the picture. They weren't, they didn't even know they were voting.
Yeah.
Then you get to number two, pumpkin number two, which mm-hmm. won, mm-hmm. by the way.
Well, okay. I was going to do a whole thing.
What thing are we doing?
We were going to announce. Yeah, I was going to announce it.
Let's just announce it now, and then he
let's
can
do
finish
it. And then
his
he can fit,
tirade.
Finish bitching. Yeah, okay. Here we go. And the winner of BS in the Morning's Poonkin, please say who is... The winner, pumpkin number two.
It's me.
It's Izzy. Hey. You won.
I went full on with that thing, man. I did a face.
I think you did a great job.
I did eyebrows.
Yes.
Yes. I think you did great.
Hair.
Great job. It was by far the second best
with
pumpkin.
267 likes.
Thank you.
Pumpkin number two is the winner.
Yes.
Now, the loser.
Yeah.
And second place.
Well, second place or the loser?
Which well, if we know in second place, you'll know who lost.
Yeah. Second place.
With second place, 227 likes.
Yeah. Who made the second pumpkin? Oh, wait. No, pumpkin number one. Who made pumpkin number one?
Who made pumpkin number one, which was in second place? That was me!
Hey.
Yeah!
Okay.
Okay, back to Greg bitching because he lost. Yeah. Okay,
I lost. Now, someone needs to call in and tell me how pumpkin number one got any votes. I don't mean like votes as far as like, you know, oh, okay, this one's better. How did that one get any votes? Please tell me how pumpkin number one got a single vote. You can call in and tell me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Pumpkin number one.
Pumpkin number one is better than those other two pumpkins.
Pumpkin number one came in second place.
Pumpkin number one looks like the cat at the buffet at the Chinese place. Doesn't look like a stripper. Doesn't look like a naked woman.
Look. I don't like you insinuating that the fifth man is wrong, okay? The fifth man
And the fifth man
voted.
Didn't know what they were voting. I wanted them to call in and put their name on their vote and tell me why.
They knew exactly what they were voting for.
Can we get at least one then? Can we get one person to tell you how it's better?
Sure. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. I wish we had a phone screener today.
Yeah, I know.
But we don't.
Too. Well, he quit.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What do you think?
Pumpkin number two was the best.
Thank you.
Pumpkin number one was awesome.
Pumpkin number one
How
was
pumpkin
awesome.
Pumpkin number one awesome.
I would also like to know.
Come on, Moonshine.
Yeah, well, what was good about pumpkin number one? Please tell me, Moonshine.
It looked like a vagina.
What?
No, you're talking about pumpkin number three.
That's pumpkin number
three.
That's
pumpkin number
that's
three.
That's Greg's.
Oh, cut it out.
What?
I must have missed it.
He must have missed it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Whoa. If you're going to sit here.
Pumpkin number one still has zero votes. Can we get one person to call in?
If you're
going to
sit here and spin propaganda, like, who posted the pumpkin pictures?
No, I did.
Okay, then you posted mine first.
Look, I lost. Izzy's won. I'm not complaining about that.
Oh, it sounds like you're complaining about that.
Yeah, because I want to know who voted for pumpkin number one.
Okay. I'm not complaining about
and
that.
And we have yet to have one vote.
About
I'm
that.
Not complaining.
Just
I want
so
someone.
Greg doesn't sound like a crybaby here. I got to agree. I thought. Well, I hope.
First of all,
I would win. Greg would go second, and you would go. I think all of us in the room thought that Sparks was going to lose.
I don't
because
know what you're talking
about. We were supposed to carve the pumpkin to look like Angela from Hustler Club.
She had a cat face, in my opinion.
And
mine was the closest, by the way, to what she actually looked like.
You gave her boobs and balls, is what you did.
I didn't, there's no balls.
You gave
there.
Her,
they look
dude,
like
you
balls.
You gave her cat whiskers. It doesn't make
she
any
no
sense.
Cat whiskers. I don't know what you're talking
Can
about.
Can you answer one of those calls, please?
When I looked at her. That's what I saw.
Can
was
you
that
please
pumpkin.
Answer these calls so we can find out who thinks
that yes in the morning. Hello.
All right, man. That pumpkin number one, I mean, Sparks, were you drunk when you did it? Cause,
okay. Did you vote for it?
I mean, heck no, I didn't vote
okay.
for that. You look like you gave her a mustache.
Yeah.
Mustache okay. doesn't go
that's
above
like, that's
the
like
nose.
Way
yeah, handlebar.
Eyes, a big mustache, a right. nose, and then very saggy boobs.
Yeah.
Yes. We still have zero votes for pumpkin number
I know
one.
What you're talking about. When I looked at her, I saw. I don't know. I
V
saw
for Vendetta. That's what you saw
no,
when you.
I saw high cheekbones. Okay. She's a very pretty face.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with her. A little catish. And that's what I. That's yeah. what I. You know what? The fifth man saw the exact same thing.
Right.
Hello. Who's this?
Yo, it's Cremator Sam.
Cremator Sam. Hi.
Hi. So I saw number one. And honestly, I felt bad for you, Sparks.
Oh, you got a pity vote?
So you voted because you thought it was so bad that you voted for him?
It was so bad, I decided to vote for him just to make him feel a little
great.
Better.
Great.
Wow.
But, thanks.
You know. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about that when Jack's D's on my lap. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
No, I switched
Sam.
My vote.
You're changing your vote?
You can't change your vote.
No, I switched my vote.
Oh, you switched it on the thing.
Oh, you ended up
okay.
switching.
Okay.
Well, here's what
I felt so bad, and then I saw somebody else voted. I was like, all right, cool.
All right.
I'm off the bandwagon.
Okay, bye, Sam. I need one person to tell me why they voted
Clearly,
for
you. Clearly, you don't. It's called the silent majority, and I have it because you lost, and you have less votes than I do.
Well, it doesn't matter. I would have lost anyway because of Izzy, but I'm just saying.
Yes, in the morning. No, you really lost.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll get Jack's.
That's ridiculous.
In, flesh
yes,
on yours.
I understand.
Pressed against your
it's
inner
be
thigh.
So warm.
Yes, in the morning. Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is A-Rod.
Hey, A-Rod.
Did you vote for pumpkin number one?
No, I voted for pumpkin number two, but I'd like to know how the terrible herbs man on a pumpkin won.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
Exactly what it looks like. The handlebar mustache
yeah.
and the Peter
okay,
Griffin.
Again, a mustache doesn't go above the nose. She had high cheekbones, okay? I was imitating the high cheekbones.
Right.
Those are some really big IT phones then.
Okay, I don't want to hear it, A-Rod. Okay. Yeah. I did not lose. That's the important part. Uh-huh. Just because the fifth man likes to take a giant dump on me every single time and make me the butt of every joke.
They didn't know they were voting.
They
didn't
know they were voting.
Not a single person said they voted for
your
pumpkin.
No, that's anecdotal. We've taken four or five calls.
There's two more. Here you go.
I have 227 likes on that picture.
Uh-huh.
BS in the morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. I didn't vote for the one with the Sparks as pumpkin, but I just want to know, he said he had LASIK.
Okay, again, art is subjective, okay? It's in the eye of the beholder. So what is it to me isn't the exact same to you. That's what makes art special, okay? I don't want to hear this.
Is the warranty on your LASIK subjective?
I can see perfectly fine. Yeah. Thank you, Wellish Vision Institute. BS in the morning, hello.
Hi, my name's Billy. I voted for your pumpkin Sparks because it just looked dumbly retarded.
Okay. So
it was so pretty. Like, I feel like we have a bond now.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate
it. Is that Pamela?
No, I don't think so.
That's Billy. Hey, look, I got one vote from Billy.
Yeah, great.
What is that?
That was a pity vote.
I don't care.
I'm not even going to say. I can't even.
Pity vote or not. Yeah, great. You're just mad because for once I didn't lose on this show.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm mad because you made a Running Rebels mascot and nobody voted for it. They didn't know what they were doing.
I'm sorry. They did vote for it.
They were just liking a post.
227 people.
That naked girl. I like it. That's all they were doing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They didn't understand it until after we were already done.
How is it not? We went on air. We talked about it. We did the whole thing. You're the one who posted the picture.
No, I know. It's my own fault.
Okay, then I don't want to hear how it's at all my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault.
It seems like.
I'm asking the fifth man why they did it.
You're blaming everyone but you.
I'm blaming one person, the fifth man.
You should blame yourself.
Okay.
If you know how the algorithm works, the whole thing, should have posted it. First, yours.
I still haven't got an answer. Nobody's voted for your pumpkin. Oh, but one kid that
Billy
has a helmet.
BS in the morning. Hello.
All right. So I had to slap Billy to get him off the phone. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't have done that. That's not nice.
That was just bad. But, hey, all I have to say is, Greg, yours should have won because, man, that thing was art, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, but that's just your...
And when I looked at it, all I could think of was when that creeper calls and goes...
Okay. That's just one person's opinion. That's the thing. And you know who
we've had about 12 people's opinions so far.
I had 227 people's opinion.
Right. No, you didn't.
You had 186.
You're just sopping up our likes.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. It says right here in it's data, dude. It's data driven. Okay?
Fine.
It's a number that we can look at and study.
Great.
Mine was 227, yours was 186. Seems like mine, according to math, is more than yours. Therefore, more people like my pumpkin than your pumpkin. Yours
Except
was bad.
No
art.
One's willing to own up to it.
Yours was
not
bad
a single
art.
Person in Las Vegas will own up to voting for your pumpkin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Besides the kid that's not allowed to drive a car.
BS in the morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, did you vote for my pumpkin? Pumpkin number one.
I did not. I voted for
BS in the morning. Hey, did you vote for my pumpkin? Pumpkin number one.
Thanks for the vote.
Hey, it's Billy. Actually,
we got to talk to Billy. You already voted for number one. Thanks, Billy. All right.
God, this guy.
I got Billy to vote.
Well,
there you go.
Thanks, Billy.
But don't discredit his vote. His vote counts just as much as anybody else's.
Oh, great.
Cuba Gooding Jr. here, and you listen to BS in the morning time. Good Lord, have mercy. Do somebody right.
So Greg lost BS in the morning's Poonkin, where we carved...
Except we can't get one person.
Angela, the naked lady. Craig, you lost, okay?
Nobody will admit they voted for Sparks.
Numbers don't lie,
bro. Not a single person.
Numbers don't lie. I had 227 likes. You had 186 likes.
Crazy.
You can see the pictures of our pumpkins in which we carved the nude Angela from Larry Flint's Hustler Club over there at BS in the Morning on Instagram. You could see it for yourself. It was a great day in the office yesterday. An even greater day today because Greg lost. And then Greg, before any of this, I think after we talked to Jack, this guy who called in saying he's willing to get naked for us to carve into a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
After we had a lady, he was willing to do it. But I think it was actually Greg's idea that we get Jack to sit in the loser's lap.
Yep.
and we call it lap jacks.
Yeah, to sit in your lap for your ridiculous pumpkin.
Because you thought I was going to lose.
Well, you did.
I didn't.
You know what's crazy?
I actually didn't.
This is the second time this year, within the last couple months, that Greg has gotten last place in something.
I love it.
I feel like that never happens.
That's not
true. Sparks always loses.
What was the other time?
The other time was on the track at the Speedway.
No, we got second place.
No, you lost.
I think you came in last.
Sparks came in second.
No, but I won an event.
You won one event, but in the grand total, you lost.
All right.
And that's really what matters.
This is unreal.
Scoreboard.
And, it is unreal. You know, that's a good thing you're saying that, Izzy, because it's not real.
It is real. And to make it even more real,
no one knows they voted for you.
We have Jack here on the line. Hi, Jack. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for holding. Jack, you called in, what was it, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, saying that you were willing to pose nude for us?
Oof. Yes, I did.
Yeah, and we were like, what? Jack, are you comfortable being naked? And you were all about it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, we really haven't ran this by you at all, but... Greg came up with this. I'm going to just say, Greg, hilarious idea.
Yes.
Very fun.
Thanks.
Very great name, Lap Jacks, where Jack, you get naked and you sit in the loser's lap. It turns out Greg is the one who lost.
Oh, great.
Are you down? Will you come in studio sometime next week and sit in Greg's lap nude?
Give me a time and date and I'll be there.
Oh, yeah! My God.
Can I ask a few questions to get to know you a little more, Jack?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, how much do you weigh?
350.
How tall are you?
6'5".
That seems pretty average,
right?
Greg
knows
who I am. Greg, you know Jack?
I don't know.
Jack,
who are you? Do? I came to pay you $60.
No, I know, I know. I'm not saying I don't know. I just don't want to know.
So Greg only saw you with clothes on. So how hairy are you in other regions?
Oh, I'm hairy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
My God.
Is it the soft hair or the coarse, curly hair?
Oh, we're definitely going to have the machete there to get to some of our
Oh, yeah.
Can you at least wash your balls before they're on my knee?
Oh, no, I'm not showering for the whole weekend.
I love it, Jack. This is the best thing ever. Wow. You know what? Yes. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. Oh, God.
That sucks.
Jack, I am so happy that you exist, man. 300, how much? 350 pounds?
Yes, sir.
That's a solid chunk of man right there, Greg.
Great.
Have you ever had that kind of guy sit on your lap before?
No, I haven't, actually. We'll see.
I'm so excited. All right, Jack, we're going to throw you on hold, man, because we're going to get some info, find out what day is best for you, and then we'll start planning that for next week. Lap Jacks will happen here on BS in the Morning as Greg gets to have a guy sit on his lap naked.
Dude,
you're the best. You're the best, Jack. Oh, Greg. Thank you. Look, I just want to say thank you to the fifth man for voting for me. I really appreciate it.
They didn't, but okay.
Oh, they did. They did.
Anybody that voted for Sparks, please call in. So nobody in Las Vegas has voted for you.
No, they're busy, dude. The fifth man's got a life, running around, trying to get ready for work in the morning. It was just a lot easier to click 227 times on pumpkin number one, and I just want to say thank you, because pumpkin number three only got 186 likes.
Oof.
And that makes me want to celebrate!
Pumpkin number three is at 200 right now, actually.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
This competition's already over, so we said 7:30. Oh, God, it feels good, man. All right, coming up here at 8 o'clock, we got your opportunity to score $100 from football picks. If you have any other ideas for lap jacks, please. Izzy, are you all ears for this? I mean, I'm all ears for any kind of ideas that the fifth man might have.
What ideas? We already have it.
To make, you know, just to make, you know.
Make it worse.
Lap jacks, just not make it worse, but
make him run around the building a couple times.
Just make it the greatest it can be.
It's already done.
That's all.
There is nothing else. It's not a wheel of punishment. We're not coming up with ideas.
Just really
it's
looking
done.
Forward to just really making this.
You know, Sparks, you could just show moment. Jack how to not dry his ass. after
Yeah, I can
shower.
Tell them how to do that. That's really easy. You just don't do anything. Yeah. You just put your underwear on.
Yeah.
It's still wet.
So gross.
Find more BS on comp.com.
We podcast every day, the show. If you miss something, there's a lot of things that happen in the show that people get up at different times, they're getting ready. It's fine, no big deal. You can catch the whole thing commercial free over there on comp.com/BS podcast. We also put up the quickies, which is, if you can't catch the whole thing, you could just hear one segment or something. You could see that over there under BS quickies on comp.com, iTunes, Spotify, the whole thing. Look, Greg, you lost BS Poonkin. I feel like you're trying to just Jedi mind trick and say that you didn't lose.
No, you lost. Izzy won.
Izzy won.
Izzy won fair and square. Nobody has admitted to voting for yours at all. Not a single vote.
That's not true. We had a couple people.
Okay, we had one guy who sounded like We had one guy,
and then the other guy who said it reminded him of a 6-year-old son's pumpkin.
Oh, that's right.
And so he voted.
That's right. So you have two votes
because it reminded him of something nice. So there you have it.
You have 2 to 200. That's good.
No. That's just 236 likes over there on BS in the Morning on Instagram.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine indeed, because you ended up losing, and now you got to get Jack to sit on your lap.
A
350-pound, 6-foot whatever burly man is going to come in Wednesday morning, and he's going to sit on your lap naked.
You know, I thought about my options, and I'm actually looking forward to it now.
To losing. What's going on? If you want to weigh in, 876-3692, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, it's Emily. Mom said buttery lapjack.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure they will, but you should see this guy.
Oh, gross. All right. Thanks, Emily. Appreciate it. BS in the Morning. Hello.
Hey, I think just to make it fair, the second place should have to smell anywhere.
Get out of here. No, yeah, I'm not going to smell.
You want to make rules? Let's make some rules. Second place has to sniff my knee for 30 minutes after.
30 minutes?
Yes.
No.
Smell of victory. You got it.
Yeah. Smell of victory. Yes.
Oh,
no. The smell of victory.
About it. He has to smell it.
No. Yeah. Smell of victory is exactly what I smell my mustache. No.
You got to put my knee in your yogurt after.
Gross. How dare you? No. Get out of here. I didn't lose. There should be no consequences for me.
I want to make sure you lose some way.
No.
You did lose, because technically second place is the first loser.
Third place lost.
He's sitting on my lap. There's nothing saying where I have to be. Hold on. He's going to be sitting on my lap, but there's no rule saying where I can sit.
You're not sitting on me.
Just wait till Wednesday, buddy.
I'm standing up, bro. You got to sit. Get out of here. Don't try to put this back on me. I did nothing wrong. I'm the innocent one here.
Don't worry, brother. I'm going to figure something out.
No!
All right, man.
Later.
Get out of here, you monster. I didn't lose.
No.
Try to make this about me.
You just wait.
Text line says, this is from 960, hashtag justice for Greg. They're starting this up again. Stupid.
Well, it's obvious I was robbed.
You weren't robbed.
It's okay.
Well, these people that are saying justice for Greg could have showed up and
voted.
They did. They voted. The 200 of them. Not a single one knew there
was 186. Excuse me. What do you mean not a single one voted? 236 people.
We're
like
still
mine.
Waiting for one person to call in and admit they voted for your pumpkin.
Okay. I don't want to hear it, bro. You lost. What a sore loser. BS in the Morning. Hello.
My knee's going to be sore.
Greg, I think you should sit on Sparks while the guy sits on you.
No, he's not. No one's sitting on me.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And then hashtag justice for Greg.
Okay, stop with the hashtag and kick the door jam and all this ridiculous. It's stupid. Guy lost. He's a grown man. He could take it.
Yeah, and wait till Wednesday.
So dumb. Ridiculous. BS in the Morning. Hello.
Hey, two things. First thing is, if you add up all the votes, is that more or less than the German competition?
It's probably more.
It is.
Yeah.
Probably about the same.
It's less convoluted, though.
I think Jack should also straddle and not sit.
Ooh, like AC Slater on a chair.
Gross. Oh, he's dangling between your legs.
Is he going to be sitting side saddle? Like, is this straddling? How is he sitting?
I don't know. It depends on where Sparks is positioned.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I'm not involved in this. I'm not at all involved in this.
Wait.
BS in the Morning. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
I gotta ask, Greg, how do we know that Sparks didn't call in and vote for himself a bunch of times?
Yeah, see?
No, you can exactly. only like it once from an account
no,
on Instagram.
No, he has burner accounts out there.
But how do we know you didn't get a
burner account?
Yeah.
Burner accounts?
Sparks has at least 180 burner accounts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is Leftover Terry. I know the story.
Get out of here, Leftover Terry. Wow. You can clearly see who's biased towards. Are you sad that you'll call me the dictator? But look how you praise this man. Oh, Greg can't lose because he's the greatest of all time and blah, blah, blah. Look how you're gum dipped you are about this whole thing. BS in the Morning. Hello.
I know what that means.
It means they're blinded by buying in so much.
Gum dipped?
Yeah, gum dipped. Look it up. BS
is that
in the Morning.
Ohio term?
BS in the Morning. Hello.
Hello.
Joker.
I'm wondering, will Sparks be wearing his romper when Jack sits on it?
No, Jack's not sitting on me. Stop turning this into me.
No, he's not sitting on Sparks.
He's sitting on Greg.
He's sitting on me. Who's going to be sitting on Sparks?
No. I don't think you guys realize how this works. This is, Jack's going to walk in the room, and he's going to start singing this song for you, Greg.
What song is this?
This is what I do. I sit on you. Sit on you. Sit on you.
What?
This is what I do. I sit on you. Right on your lap.
That's Jack.
There you go.
I can't wait for it to happen.
Oh, my God. That's a real song.
Oh, man.
Wednesday morning.
Sparks gets a new microphone.
BS in the Morning. Lap jacks will happen. Greg's lap will be finally the warmest part of his body.
Ugh.
As he wears shorts in the wintertime now.
Yeah, right.
And it will be a... quite
I'm wearing a wetsuit on.
Unpleasant experience for all of us.
BS in the Morning. BS in the Morning.
I'm actually quite fond of enemas.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Evidence of a questionable hiring process. It's BS in the Morning.
Look at that. It's that time of the week yet again where we try to hook you up with straight cash from Dollar Loan Center, which is at this time of year, getting a holiday shopping, this is the time to do it and to help you with that. And help he will give. Let's do it, Jay Cornegay.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Are you ready for some football?
Your shot at scoring straight cash from Dollar Loan Center just for making football picks. We even have Superbook's Jay Cornegay in studio to help you with that.
Yeah, let's go with caller number 22. Good luck, 876-3692. You're going to get in for the cash for picking three winners. They got to be winners. Jay Cornegay, you are, some say... a visionary. Some would say that you are able to predict the future. I would say the Nostradamus of Las Vegas. You won, Michael, $500 last week.
Damn.
And he followed your picks perfectly.
Blind squirrel, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think it's the blind squirrel. I think it was just one of those weeks where you're like, dude, it all comes down to this one. You know, the one game, the Dolphins ended up being the Dolphins and ended up losing after they're winning. Greg thinks they threw that game, by the way.
They're throwing the whole season. What are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, they're people are going to look back at the Dolphins and go, in about a year and a half, and go, wow, they actually did the right thing. You know, they stocked up all these draft picks. They knew that they were not in a position to win, and they built for the future, stocked up all these draft picks, and now are probably going to be contending for that division in a couple of years.
Unbelievable. Well, hopefully. It didn't work out for the Browns, as we, you know, I'm a Browns fan, so we had, what, number one draft picks 20 years in a row, and so it doesn't always work out.
Well, at least the Browns try.
Yeah, that's true.
The Dolphins, it was like 3rd and 14, and they blitzed everyone and had each corner like 30 yards off the ball. I'm like, what play is this?
I know. That's what I'm saying. You were throwing around. They threw the game.
Yeah,
on purpose.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
no,
say
I get what it's like. Well, the Browns, at least they're trying. The Broncos, I don't know. My wife looks at that game last night and goes, "Look at all these young coaches everywhere. Why did the Broncos hire the oldest guy out there? you know?
Yeah.
And it's actually very true. And the Broncos just don't realize they are in a rebuilding mode, and their future looks really bleak. But I give it to the Browns. At least they tried.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just real quick, because I know you're a fan, and I'm a fan of the Browns, you're a fan of the Broncos. Who are you taking that game?
Well, that game went from, let's say, the Broncos were a 1.5-point favorite, then they announced that Flacco was out. No big deal in my eyes. But you got a guy that's never started before. He was cut by the Rams, a guy named Brandon Allen. He's a quarterback from Arkansas. And I think he's going to be able to do things very similar to what Flacco has done, which isn't much. But now the Broncos are catching 3.5, in some places 4, at home. And it's tough for me to think the Browns can be laying those type of points on the road. Against I'm not going to say an average team, but they're not the Redskins, they're not the Dolphins, they're not the Jets. They're probably just a little better than that. Not much, but a little better. So I would have to take, if we're talking about points, I would probably have to take the Broncos as a home dog.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you just said that. How dare you?
You don't have to say another word, Sparks.
Okay, you're right.
Talk to Greg and Izzy.
Well, let's talk about any game on Sunday. They got to pick 3 winners. We're going on any game on Sunday night, and then we'll do Monday night. Which game on Sunday stands out to you?
Okay, there's only one choice now on Sunday because they're all really competitive games this week. In the last few weeks, we've had a couple of gimmies. But there's one that sticks out a little bit more than the others, and that's the Redskins at the Bills. So look at the Bills. They're given 9.5 at home. You know, the Redskins are horrible. And if they start Haskins, sorry, it's going to be a long day for Washington.
Yeah.
So we're going to take the Bills as our choice for the day game. And then we're coming to maybe the game of the year so far. This is going to be a great game. Patriots at the Ravens on Sunday night. And again, we're just picking the winner here. The Ravens are catching 3.5, but I do believe the Patriots have had somewhat of a soft schedule.
Yes,
tracks lately. Yeah,
super soft schedule. Come on, man. They should have the hardest one in the. Come on.
They've already clinched almost.
I know. Yeah, were they one game away from clinching
the AFCs?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, again, I mean, no one can stand up on the East. The East division is just horrendous, and we know that for the last 2 decades, but it seems like one of those teams, you know, will pick it up maybe every 3 years. And, like, they have the Bills this year. Like, really, the Bills?
Right.
Okay. But I agree with that, and that's why I'm going to go with the Ravens. I'm going to pick the Ravens for upset here, outright upset on Sunday night, and then Monday night, we got not a gimme. It's always a divisional rival, which is always tough. The Cowboys are given 7.
Just
the outright winner. We're going to go with the Cowboys on the road in New York. So we're going to go with Bills, Ravens, Cowboys.
Bills, Ravens, Cowboys is Jay Cornegay's pick. We have John Wick. What's up, John?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Going good.
Did you hear Jay Cornegay's recommendations?
I did.
Are you going to go with the Bills over the Redskins on Sunday?
We're talking straight up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Got Bills, and he said Sunday night he took Patriots over the Ravens. Are you thinking the Ravens are going to upset the Pats, even though they're...
He took the Ravens.
He took the Ravens over the Patriots, yeah, on the road here.
It's time for Brady to go down.
Brady's going down on the road.
I hope so.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then, of course, Cowboys, Giants. Which one are you going with here on Monday night?
Straight up Cowboys off the bye.
Cowboys.
So annoying.
Because they're the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's like 2 buys in a row, bro. Like,
yeah,
come on.
I know. Ridiculous. All right, I'll put you on hold, John. You're going to get some free food, some free drinks, and a reserve spot down there at the Westgate International Theater where Jay Cornegay hangs out. I got to say, it is the best place to watch your Sunday football. It's got all the games on at one point. You're watching it. It's so Vegas because there's so many highs and lows.
Yeah.
Somebody make a play. Somebody bet on it. They're happy. Somebody bet against it. They're not happy. It's
one time a friend of mine were cheering because we won a horse race, and they're like, we're playing an old horse race, and we didn't really win. It's pretty awesome.
It's so Vegas, dude. You got to check it out. International Theater in the Westgate, 1,500 seats, smoke-free, and free parking. Jay, do you get free parking?
Oh, yeah.
All right, sure. There you go. That's what I like.
Always.
That's what I'm talking about. Jay Cornegay, you're a man among men. We appreciate you taking the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Thank you, bro. There goes Jay Cornegay. He's a great dude. And I think he's right on this one. I think the Ravens are going to be able to upset the Patriots. And I laugh how it's an upset, even though they're at home. But I still feel like the Ravens are a pretty decent team.
They are.
The Patriots, I feel like.
I think the Pats are
going to
win, though.
You really?
Yeah.
I
don't want them to.
But. Hey, look. You know, if they win, I guess, whatever. Yeah. They clinch the AFC East. It's how many games? Eight games in?
It's like August.
Doesn't even make sense. All right, got it. We're going to be giving out something coming up here for No BS. Make sure you listen for it right now. Theory of a Dead Man.
No BS.
876-3692. Let's go with caller number 20 right now. You're getting in for Five Finger Death Punch tickets tonight at the Joint. Should be a good one, man. Over the weekend, I'll get here. Don't worry about it. No worries. Over the weekend, make sure you are calling that drunk line if you're boozing it up a bit. 315-3006. You get a little tipsy, and you call the drunk line. I always like hearing new voices on there, which is good. And by the way, everyone always asks, like, you never get through to win stuff, man. Dude, that's like the easiest way to do it. So, without a doubt, call the drunk line, especially if you want to win some free stuff. 315-3006. Next week, it's going to be fun. See a lot of people here on the text line. Feed the guy beans with hot sauce and yogurt.
Oh my God.
They want this guy to have a moist ass before he sits on Greg.
You know, I thought everyone liked Greg, but.
Next Wednesday is when Jack says he's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
He's what, 350 pounds?
Yep, 6'5.
6'5.
Very hairy.
All of that, man. Going to be all
it's gonna
on.
It's going to be a fun day for Sparks.
All on you, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Had nothing to do with me, bro.
Yeah, we'll see.
BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
This is Carla.
Okay, Carla, here you go. You're in first for No BS. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Carla. This BS show.
Jesus.
It happened.
I was trying to figure out who it was. I thought it was Shudder for
me too. No, me too.
That's not Shudder.
All right.
It sounded like her.
This BS show member has to have a gigantic 6'5", 350-pound man sit on their lap naked next Wednesday. Is it? Myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
Greg.
Yeah!
Good job, Carla.
She's awfully excited about it.
I know.
All right, hold on the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Sounds just like a... Hello, this is Carla.
Do you think it sounds just like Shutter Island?
It sounds like Shutter, yeah, when she says, hi, this is Carla.
Hey, can we just give a formal thank you to Carlota that brought in some bagels this morning?
Yeah.
MVP.
Yeah, that was delightful.
Too.
That was starving. Delicious. We're getting ready for a big potluck here.
Which one did you get?
I had the everything bagel.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I grabbed the hash brown one. Oh, yeah. I meant to grab the cheese one, but it was still really good. That jalapeno cream cheese was spicy.
Yeah, girl. I had a full blown jalapeno one with jalapenos in it.
Wow.
And then the jalapeno.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Because this girl don't mess around.
Apparently not.
I like it spicy.
I can't.
What you got going on today? Do you know?
What do I got going on?
Yeah.
Last pair of Five Finger Death Punch tickets, babe.
Boom. Mm.
That's what I got going on.
Plus, aren't you out somewhere over the weekend? You're Saturday at the Double Down, right?
Yes. Yeah. Ivan Moody.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity to come down and meet Ivan Moody. Sign up to win tickets. Hang out. Yeah.
Come hang out with Carlota and Ivan Moody at the Double Down.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
Killer.
Noon to two.
Cool. Should be a fun time. Get out there. Enjoy your show. Carlota's up next. That's it for us. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. I never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what. That sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day. Huh?